Papa Nuke. We're somewhere else. I didn't know you could do that. Where are we?
I was trying to get us to a door so we could regroup. It looks like... Oh.
Oh, what, Daddy Nuke?
It's an ice cream factory.
Ooh!
Seems recently abandoned. Maybe they're out there looking for us. Anthony's control and power are growing.
I'm gonna go find where they keep the chocolate kind, Papa Nuke.
Now, what shall I do? In this weakened state, I need more power. Possibly allies, too. I won't leave my ferret in the clutches of some mad bat.
What?
Ah, a human. I haven't seen one in quite a while. That power hanging about you. A witch, no less. Are you...
Stay back! I don't know what kind of demon you are, but I promise I'm no pushover.
Ah. Yes, that circlet you hold. There's no doubt in my mind now. Greetings to you, Sybil of the Lustbearers.
My name.
Please, calm down. I simply read it in one of Buddy Tippett's books.
That's the god of the multiverse guy, right?
Indeed.
Slyheart Fox isn't gonna like hearing about this. Why'd you bring me here? No one's ever been able to move my room without my consent before.
Interesting. I assure you, madam, that I did not.
Bull. Something brought me here.
Perhaps it was Buddy Tippett himself. It would be kind of him to give me a hand.
I said stay back! I can tell what you are. Don't try anything funny.
Yes. Just as anyone with a psychic attunement could. I am indeed a demon. A tanuki. You don't have the full picture, though. I invite you to look closer.
What is that thing? It looks like a septum ring, but I've never felt something so powerful.
It binds me in several ways. I cannot willingly harm another, change shape, or regenerate. It also keeps me from regrowing what I'm missing.
You mean your dick?
Yes. You see, Sybil, I'm on a sort of quest. I want to unleash my lust on the world again.
All right. What's that got to do with me?
I'm facing a power far greater than I, and one that may be a threat to this entire multiverse. While I am not particularly disposed to save it, his power comes at my loss. He's also taken the one person I love.
Love? That's a joke, right? Things like you don't love.
I assure you, madam, we can. Pharos the Ferret is the reason I am here. When I became aware of him, I realized I could not remain bound any longer. I need to become what I once was. I need to do it for him.
So what do you want from me, then?
I need you to take me to Hedon. I wish to speak to Maximus himself.
Wow, you're as stupid as you look, aren't you? Maximus will rape you in half with just his tail. I'm not even exaggerating when I say that.
Perhaps. It's a chance I'm willing to take.
Fine. But I got my eye on you, fatso. You first.
Very well.
Papa Nuke? I found it! Papa Nuke? You want some? Huh, where'd he go? Oh well, more for me!
The Kingdom of Hedon. The land of the great rat god known as Maximus. A being of pure lust. It's also the home of the Lust Bearers, little fairy animals who spread the word of hedonism across my multiverse. Dangerous in their own way. But oh so cute. Fun to fuck around with if you happen to run into one, too.
Fascinating. The power of this place. Hedon is truly a paradise.
Just wait here while I get...
Sybil, who is this?
Slyheart!
Ah, yes. The dagger symbol on your circlet. You must be Slyheart Fox.
Sly, this is new.
Sybil, why have you brought a demon creature to Hedon?
Well...
I seek an audience with the great Maximus.
Sybil, return to your room. We will speak about this later.
Yeah, okay.
It is interesting that a demon would wish to speak to a god.
Believe me, I've avoided it for several thousand years up until now. Lately, it seems it's all I can do.
Very well. You wish to put yourself in the care of Maximus? Who am I to stop you? Follow me.
Dear Aether, what have I gotten myself into? Sly, I have got to say that Hedon is everything I imagined it to be. No, I read about...
Well, well, well. It seems your former master is willing to travel all the way to other universes to try to get you back.
I'm a dumb henchman.
That's right, you stupid ball licker. Go ahead and start sucking my dick, idiot. It doesn't matter what your master does. I'm far too powerful already. If that stupid lust god doesn't kill him, and he comes here, I'll just take whatever power he has right off him. Isn't that right, stupid?
Yes, Master Anthony.
It's a good thing he's too stupid to take off his earpiece. Now I'll know just what to expect, and I'll be ready.